the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I'm just Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I'm not feeling too well this morning. It's going to be open line, so you're going to have to call in. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. So don't be bashful. Talk radio, I don't feel much like talking, so look forward to hearing from you. But I was interested yesterday, and there was a story out about some Southwest airline pilot who accidentally left his mic on and made some derogatory remarks about gays, and of course they made a big issue of this, and he was suspended for making those remarks over an open mic. And so much of what we see today, emphasis on gays, gay marriage, and gay this, and so many of our entertainers are gay, you know, and we have them, in fact, way out of proportion to the population. They are the talk show hosts. They are in every aspect of our entertainment media, pushed to the forefront. Does this mean, of course, that they, so many of them in our society? No. It means that there's an invisible force behind the gay movement. And the average gay wants to live their life, a homosexual wants to live their life, and not necessarily popularize it, not necessarily even admit publicly that they are homosexual, because they know in their heart of hearts that what they're doing is wrong according to God's commandments. But there's an invisible force behind the homosexual movement. And whether you recognize it or not, it is population control. They're very, very powerful people who've openly talked about the importance of encouraging homosexuality. Why? Because they don't reproduce. They don't have children. And that, of course, is a good means of limiting the population. We have this in some of the writings of the Family Planning Perspective, their old magazines back in the 1960s, talking about certainly encouraging homosexuality for that reason. Actually, we have a marriage tax. It's more expensive from the income tax point of view to get married than not to get married. Why is that? Oh, we're told Congress just doesn't want to lose the money, or Congress just can't figure out what to do. They just never could get around to repealing the marriage tax and taxing you higher when you're married than if you were single. No, it's all about population control. They would far rather you didn't get married and have a happy life and have children and live as God intended you to. They put all sorts of poisons in our food. They put aspartame in baby products and baby food and chewing gum for children. And they know that it's a deadly poison. It breaks down into formaldehyde and methyl alcohol. They know it actually produces pathological obesity. In other words, we hear all about how many people are fat, and we want to blame it on McDonald's, and we want to blame it on Kentucky Fried. No, they know that aspartame, which is in almost, well, so many food products and prepared food drop products, is a poison, and it causes pathological obesity. We have an epidemic of diabetes related to aspartame. It interferes with pregnancy. It decreases the male sperm count and female fertility. It produces mental problems with certainly hyperactivity disorders in children. It certainly disrupts the endocrine system. It produces cancer, much higher evidence of incidence of cancer. But then, of course, if people get cancer, they die, and that's one reason they want aspartame, this deadly poison, in our food. Is this widely known? Certainly. For 15 years before aspartame was released in 1980, why the FDA fought it based upon the studies done by Dr. Olney, and he had found out, of course, produced brain tumors in children, and they know that. I mean, why do you think we have so many little kids with shaved heads, and they're going to die? Because of the aspartame, and they poison them, knowing full well what it is. Our friend Betty Martini, who's been fighting that battle for years, talks about how one morning at 2 o'clock in the morning, just after Obama has become president, she gets a call from somebody from the FDA, and she's filed a petition with them telling them, you know, that they give reasons why they shouldn't stop the use of aspartame when they know it has to do with all of the things I've told you. And the official says, you know, I'm calling you because Obama has put out a directive. We're to answer all the inquiries we have, and we have to get them done, and so we have to call you at this time of morning. And so Betty is a little irritated, and she said, well, why don't you do what's right? You have all the information on aspartame. You know that it produces cancer. You know it produces diabetes, one of the largest killers in America. You know it destroys the mind and lowers the IQ. And the fellow says, oh, you don't understand. It's all about population control. There are too many people in the world. That was a reply from a highly placed official in the FDA. Betty has his name. She's told the story several times on our programs. It's all about population control. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the major driving forces behind everything going on today. And nobody's going to tell you this. Why do you think there are effective treatments for cancer? Why do you think they wanted to put Dr. Brzezinski in prison for 300 years? Because he has an effective cancer treatment, and it does cut down cure many incurable cancers, specifically cancer of the brain, in little children. And there's nothing more disheartening to see that little child with a shaved head, and they're going to die of an incurable cancer, and that Dr. Brzezinski will get 65% or 70% recovery. I'm not feeling well this morning. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. They're killing those little children.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here. It's American Freedom Network. I'd love to hear from you because my voice may not hold out. So give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But they're allowing all sorts of poisons into the food supply. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know that the major goal of the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls our government and the FDA and our medical associations is population control. And one of the things, the way they're poisoning us, was bisphenol. Bisphenol is a product that is in plastics. They line our tin cans with it. They put it in plastics to make them hard, so it's in baby bottles. And certainly when you warm them up, why the bisphenol comes out. And bisphenol has estrogenic powers. It acts like an estrogen. So for little boys, why it gives them, feminizes them. And this is why, of course, the male sperm count is down. I suspect it plays a part in some of the young men who become homosexuals, because the estrogen that they get from the bisphenol overpowers their testosterone levels. And of course, but you can look these things up. They're readily available. Fortunately, we have the internet, and of course, it can contribute to CA of the breast in women, because it gives them additional estrogens and alters their hormonal balance. Certainly, there are carcinogens and detrimental chemicals in the coloring that's added to our food, in cosmetics. They've outlawed one of the most effective and certainly beneficial of all insecticides and pesticides, that was DDT, and replaced them with deadly insecticides, atrazine and other things of that sort, are really deadly, really do a great deal of harm. Why would you outlaw an effective and safe insecticide with all sorts of faulty propaganda? You read up the real story of DDT, they tend it's a carcinogen. No, the studies on it, and there's a wonderful article in the Journal of the American Physicians and Surgeons by J. Gordon Edwards. You can look it up, or we can get you a copy. But they found out that DDT actually was protective against cancer. The people who worked in the factories where they manufactured the DDT had a much lower level of cancer. And basically that fact is totally suppressed. They tell you it was carcinogenic, that's what they had to outlaw. It was all a lie. They told you it softened the shells of bird shells, you know, and so birds couldn't reproduce. Actually, this original study was done by a scientist who took all the calcium out of the diet of the birds and fed them DDT, and sure enough, why the eggshells were softer. When Jay Gordon Edwards contacted the author of the article and convinced him he should repeat the article with calcium in the diet, he did. The eggshells were normal. The author of the article, originally published in Science Magazine, went to Science Magazine in the name of integrity, asked to have his article withdrawn and substitute another article, and the editors of Science Magazine said, "We would never publish an article that favored DDT." That is how far we've gone as far as our scientific integrity is concerned. There is none. And we can tell you this story of how why the number of pelicans decreased. And it was because the scientists went out to the islands where the pelicans were breeding, and they collected all of the eggs. And for some reason, after they collected all of the eggs, why there were fewer pelicans the following year. And all sorts of scientific foolishness and real just presenting faulty information was used to outlaw DDT, the safest insecticide known to man that had saved, hundreds of millions of lives from malaria. They outlawed it, and now soon you won't be able to get it at all. And they know that small amounts sprayed into a room will discourage the mosquitoes and save a million or 2 million lives every year. But you see, that's the reason it was outlawed. In fact, Alexander King, co-chairman, co-founder of the Club of Rome, actually wrote in his biography that the reason he was against DDT wasn't because it didn't work, but because it had saved so many lives and people weren't dying in Guyana as they had previously. That's why we had to outlaw DDT, and that's why it's outlawed across the world today. It's all about population control. They know very well that for adults who are drinking over 16 ounces of milk a day, why, of course, if you're a male, your incidence of prostate cancer triples. If you're a female, your incidence of breast cancer triples. But they've totally suppressed that fact. Milk is fine for children. A little milk is fine, but large amounts of milk, if you were to drink that every day, why, of course, you would dramatically increase your incidence of cancer. When people who've tried to bring this out in the media have lost their jobs. Why? Because the people in the milk industry, but mainly the people who favor population control and are fomenting and encouraging cancer, don't want the public to know. The excessive consumption of soy products promotes cancer and all sorts of other problems. Soy is not good for you. It's a major food source in the West. Soybeans are easy to grow, but they're not healthy. And as the soy milk, the soy meat substitutes are bad for you. In the Orient, they've eaten soy for years, but they ferment the soy. And we have a book on soy. We have a 4-tape set on soy. You need to find these things out. You need to get the material that Radio Liberty offers on this, on population control as a whole. So that you can protect yourself and your family. High fructose corn syrup is in so many products. Sweetening them, it predisposes you to diabetes. They know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. GMO foods, actually, of course, are terrible for your health. They're harmful for animals. They're harmful for humans. They actually poison our liver, our kidney, our reproduction. In fact, most of the things we've talked about are poison reproduction. Why do you think that the reproduction levels are down throughout the so-called civilized world? Here in the United States, they say, well, we have a fertility rate, 2.1 children per family. That's what you need to reproduce population. And that's true. Well, it's a half-truth. And a half-truth is really no better than a lie. Why? Because in the white population, the reproduction rate is 1.67 children per family. The reason we have 2.1 children per family is because the Hispanics, the blacks, and the Muslims have large families, and a lot of our people are coming into this country, immigrants, and of course they haven't been poisoned like the rest of us, so they're having large families. But you go to Europe, 1.4 children per family, in France and in Germany, 1.2 children per family, in Italy, in Russia, in Japan, and national suicide. They're just dying off. The reason, of course, the world population is, in fact, even in Africa, why instead of having 6 children per family on average, why it's about 2.6 children per family now, because we're poisoning the fertility of the people in Africa with our vaccination programs. That's why we're vaccinating the people, because the mercury in the vaccines actually turns off the fertility gene, and not only in this generation, but in the next generation and the generation beyond that, a process known as epigenetics. Epi, genetics, and most people have no idea what's going on. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. But, of course, the big problem in the world is the continent of Africa, where they're still producing too many children, and, of course, the Muslim world, which is why we're going to war with the Muslim world. Why in heaven's name are we involved in a civil war in Libya? Why are we financing the rebels? There's only 1,000 of them. This is not a popular movement. The majority of the people there support Gaddafi, contrary to everything you're reading in the newspaper, and yet we have our planes there. We have our soldiers there. They're lying about it. The British have soldiers on the ground, and they're fighting in Libya. Oh, they're just there training the rebels. That's what they tell us. Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to us. Our planes are there. We're bombing, we're killing civilians, and you're responsible. Because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Naval units are moving into the area adjacent to Syria. Reports are that our troops are offshore there. Marine units are moving into both the area adjacent to Syria and adjacent to Libya, although they're not yet deployed. I think it's only a matter of time. All of this in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world. And where's the outcry from the American people? Why are we too busy worrying about Lindsay Lohan? Where do we have a caller? And again, our number 877-254-7524. And who do we have calling?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from the Greeley area. I just wanted to call in and commend you again on doing such fine work for the people out there. Thanks so much. You know, I watched the show last night with Mr. Obama speaking to the people, again, engaging in this war economy, which is reflected on the markets today. I've seen a lot of things around the world happening that affect the markets. The commodities again dropping, the price of oil. Everybody seems to get a bread and circus fix out of the idea that we're going to be engaging in a lot of new conflicts. And of course, all of this stems back from the 9/11 events that he, you know, used at the very beginning of his speech. You know, the pretext of this mode of operation. So I just thought I would, you know, make those kinds of statements and see what you thought about all that.
I think you're absolutely right. What happened on September 11th was murder. The murderers are still at large because 6 of the hijackers that we were told who died that day. Six of the 19 hijackers came back to life miraculously. They were all identified the day after September 11th, 2001 by the FBI, and six of them are alive and well over in the living in the Muslim world. And you can check this out. Go to your search engine, just type in six of 9/11 hijackers living in the Near East, and you'll find all sorts of articles about them. And if you can explain to me how they could have died that day and then come back to life, I'll accept the government's point of view. If they can't explain it, well, of course they don't even bother to address that issue, then obviously we've been lied to, and there's so many signs that we've been lied to, and the murderers are still at large, and yet they've used that, what happened on September 11th, as a justification for going into Iraq and Afghanistan and killing a million civilians, and 4,500 of our boys died in Iraq and 1,500 in Afghanistan. The murderers are alive and well in America. Hey, we have another caller on the line. You can hang on till after the call. Please do if you have another question or comment. Otherwise, we'll get to the other caller. Number 877-254-7524.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. 970-493-6789.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Do we still have the caller on the line? Hey, who's on the line? Do we have a caller there?
Hello, Dr. Stan?
Yes.
This is Janon in Texas. I had a question.
Hi, Janon in Texas. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I was wondering if you could tell me the status of that little town near you that was trying to stop the fluoridation of their city water. I think it was Watsonville, and you used to have a lady named Theodora on talking, and they were putting forth really a strong effort, and I was just wondering if they were ever successful or the status of that at this time. I will hang up and listen.
What I had to point is the water, basically they paid off the man who was the mayor, and he got to be an assemblyman at the state level. They simply bribed the city council. Criminal activity, admittedly, but they just put up a lot of money for it, and they unfortunately got it through. So it's just one of those unfortunate things that happened. They're poisoning the people over there. As you know, fluoride lowers the rate of fertility. It lowers the intelligence. It's carcinogenic, increases the incidence of cancer 40 to 50%, specifically in young boys, 7 years of age, or as far as osteogenic sarcoma. It produces osteoporosis in women. It affects the heart. It affects certainly the mind. It disrupts the thyroid. It leads to premature puberty in girls. It's not good for you. 42% of the children in the United States today have dental fluorosis. That's brown spots on their teeth because they've been poisoned. We poisoned a whole generation of children. And so few people understand this because the other side controls the media. But, you know, anybody who wants to verify what I'm saying, why, you can go to NTEU280.org. That's www.NTEU280.org. That's National Treasury Employees Union, NTEU, 280.org. That's the union number. That's the union for the scientists who work for the EPA. And they individually can't come out and tell the truth. They'd lose their jobs. But as a union, they can get hold of it, read it, and weep. If you can't get it on your own, we do have copies available. We'll have to charge you for it. But read what the scientists who work for the EPA say about how they're poisoning our children. They sent copies of their report to every member of the federal legislature, to every major news outlet, and not one of the news outlets would publish it, and none of the legislators would comment on it. Why? Why we have the finest legislators? Money can buy. But Watsonville was fluoridated. Fortunately, our area is not. Anything else, Janon? I guess we lost Janon. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. My voice is not doing too well, and so we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And so if you have a question or comment, why, we would love to hear from you. Basically, of course, they have used vaccination as a vehicle to infect millions, hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. You would think that somebody in public health would have known that when you do a worldwide vaccination program, you ought to use clean needles. Oh, no, it's too expensive to use clean needles. Why, we'll just use dirty needles. You'll just use the same needle over and over and over and over and over again. And shucks, we're just so stupid, we have no idea. They actually infected about 2 billion people with hepatitis B. Fortunately, most of them cleared the disease. They only ended up with about 130 million people with chronic hepatitis B as a result of their worldwide vaccination program. But so many of those people will end up with cirrhosis of the liver or cancer of the liver because of that. And, how could you do something like that so stupid? I mean, we're talking about mass, you know, a contamination of the whole world of the vaccination program. It's all about population control. And, you know, so there are millions of people who die every year as a result of the contamination from hepatitis B, and they did the same thing with hepatitis C. They spread it through their vaccination programming using the same dirty needle over and over and over again. That's why you shouldn't take the vaccines, because you can't trust them. One shot can destroy your life. Hi. Now, who do we have on the line? Who's calling
in? Stan, it's Brian in Northern Colorado.
Hi, good to hear from you. You have a question or comment?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, doing fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I was sitting here this morning, and I was talking to my meter guy that just came in here in the city of Fort Collins, and he was telling, I was like, because my meter here is digital now. And I was asking him about the smart meter, and he's like, no, this isn't the smart meter, it's coming. And he said that the smart meter, he said he moved his family outside of Fort Collins because the smart meter, since he works for the company, he knows what it's going to be. It's going to be able to tell what TV you're watching, when you have your TV on, what appliances you're using, how, when your peak times, when you're home, pretty much everything. And then he was saying by July 13th, they'll have it in Fort Collins fully implemented of 2013. And just I figured I'd let the people of Fort Collins know. But he said, yeah, he works for the company, and if he gets, if anyone, if he was to tell anybody, he's supposed to refer him to human relations because he can get fired for talking to anybody about it.
Well, you see, the smart meter is a prologue to the smart appliances and the smart grid. And basically,
yeah, and he also told me that it was supposed to, it's going to save, like, the whole ploy was that it's going to save Fort Collins $2 million a year, but it's going to cost $30 million a year to implement that.
Sure. But people have to understand there is a master plan. It's called Agenda 21. This is for regulation of every aspect of everything we do. They want they want us to use less oil. They want us to use less water. They want us to use less electricity because they want to lower our living standards.
He was also saying that they can directly shut off, like if you don't pay your bill, they can shut off from the grid downtown rather than having to send somebody out.
Well,
hang on.
We can talk about this in just a moment. This is a great issue. We need to let people know what's really going on.
Brands Grooming and Greeley is saluting the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for the economic and political freedom we daily enjoy. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from Franz Grooming, 109 North 49th Street in Greeley, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and basically this whole smart meter scam is an effort to control every aspect of our lives, to run up the cost of electricity, and, of course, to lower our living standards. So going along with the smart meter, the next thing is a smart appliance. By 2012, you'll not be able to buy a refrigerator or a hair dryer or anything that you have, electrical appliances that don't have a chip in it. And actually, what they'll be able to do, as far as your washing machine, your dryer, they're going to be able to turn them off electronically if you're using them when there's a drain on electricity. We used to have plenty of electricity in America. There are certain times of the day, certain times of the year, for instance, when it's very hot. Why, if they're in the middle of summer, and midday, why there's a tremendous drain on electricity. So they would have to have extra plants ready to start up so there'd be adequate electricity, when there was a tremendous drain on it. Well, they said, but that's just so expensive to have these extra plants available. What we'll do is force the people not to use their electricity. What we'll do is we'll triple the cost of the electricity in the midday. Now, electricity is cheap and easy and efficient to make. Well, if you get your electricity from hydroelectric, it's 1 or 2 cents per kilowatt. Or they want to run the cost up. They're tearing out the dams, so you won't have hydroelectric power. They're doing everything they can to discourage the use of nuclear energy. It's very, very cheap. The only trouble is they hire the environmentalists to bring lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit to block the use of nuclear power. And, of course, they come up, and this whole thing over in Japan is engineered. Most of this, what you're getting, is propaganda. Actually, if you study what really happened in the Hiroshima and Nagasaki, if you didn't initially die...
Anyway, are you there, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll hang up and let the other caller get on. But just another point I wanted to make is your buddy Lindsay was saying yesterday that, they were going to prepare for an oil shortage in the Middle East. And I'm watching the ticker this morning, and they're saying, they just released 30 million barrels of strategic reserve for a shortage they're preparing for Libya. So... Interesting how things are working out, and I'll let you go.
They're going to run up the cost of oil to $200 a barrel. When it's coming, I don't know, but that's part and parcel of the massive war we're going to have over there in that part of the world, and heaven help us. Thanks so much for calling. God bless. Who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I think that's me.
Well, you go right ahead.
This is Joanne in Colorado. You were speaking about fluoride. I wanted to ask you if you could recommend a whole house water filter.
Yes, we have one. Go to our website. It will filter the whole house. We've been looking for years for something we could offer. It's called... Do you have a computer?
I'm sorry, could you say that name again, please?
No, we call it the Total House Water Filter. Do you have a computer?
Yes.
You go to our homepage and you go down there. You'll see the Total Home Water Filter. Click on it. It will tell you all about it. And then if you are interested in getting one, give us a call at 800-544-8927. We'll let you talk to Steve. He's the expert on it, but it works very well. Do you own your home?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your telling me that.
And basically, it works, and we think it's a great unit. And, Sydney, we recommend them to people.
Well, that's what I needed to hear. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless. And
okay,
anybody else out there who's interested in the Total Home Water Fluoridation Unit, if you want to protect yourself from the evil and wicked people who are poisoning us with water fluoridation, this will certainly we offer the Berkey water filters. They're great. And, of course, you get them from Don Wildman, who runs the American Freedom Network. But Cindy,
thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. God bless. Well, we do have the Total Home Water Filter, which is an excellent unit, works well, and we've actually had a scientist check them out, and it gets out 90% of the 95% or more of the fluoride in the water, and the arsenic and the chlorine and the other things you want to get rid of. Who's calling? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Sandy from Fort Collins.
Hi, how are you doing this day?
I'm fine. I'd like to ask a question about the emissions testing. Do they have something to do with Area 21?
I'm sorry, with what
Agenda
now?
Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 is the master plan for everything going on. It is set up by the United Nations, being enacted throughout the world, and it goes right along with the smart meters, the effort to run up the cost of electricity and oil and water and lower our living standards. And this primarily involves the elimination of about 9/10 of the population of the world. It is truly diabolical. We have it, and you can get it in our sustainable development syllabus. You can actually get the UN, copy of the UN publication through my ministry, Radio Liberty, just by calling and asking for it. We have to charge you for it because we have to print it. But Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, the message on the Georgia Guidestones, and the Global Biodiversity Assessment is the master plan for the destruction of Western civilization. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I thought it might have something to do with the emissions testing.
With emissions?
Emissions testing your car.
And basically, they talk about how, you know, we've got to get down emissions from the automobile. They want, of course, to get us out of our automobiles.
That's what I figured.
And they want to basically cut back on the number of highways. They want to get us onto the trains, and that's why they're putting in these super fast trains. It's all part of a master plan.
Thank you, Dr.
And they don't want the common people to know. Hey, thanks for calling. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, to really understand what's going on, you have to understand there are people who really want to lower living standards and eliminate a large part of the population of the world. I mean, Tom Clancy has a wonderful book. We don't carry it, but it's well worthwhile getting and reading. It's called Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six by Tom Clancy. It's one of shoot 'em up novels with a certain amount of sex and violence in it, but the overall message makes up for it. As Tom Clancy says on the opening pages of the book, this book has information in it the government doesn't want you to know. Of course, it's really the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, but I'm not certain he really understands that. To understand the smart meters, we have a four-tape set on smart meters. We have a book on smart meters, and then we have a large book. It's called Climate Gate. So you can get these four tapes, four CD set on smart meters, a book on smart meters, and then the book Climate Gate, and that gives you the whole background of the smart appliances and the smart grid, and it's all, I like to say, the smart meters for dumb people, because basically they think they're too stupid to understand what they're doing. To understand Agenda 21, we carry an excellent book by Stealth and Deception, by our good friend Orlean Kulis, by Stealth and Deception. We have the original documents. We have Agenda 21. We get it through Radio Liberty. You can look a lot of this up on the Internet. If you don't want to buy them, look them up on the Internet, but we do offer Agenda 21. Nobody else, of course, will give you the Global Biodiversity Assessment. We have the summary of it. You can buy the great big book, about $75, and from Cambridge University Press. Came out of the Second Earth Summit, but you can get certainly the summary of that in my sustainable development syllabus. You'll certainly want to get along with that, however, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and our four-tape set on sustainable development. Why? Because this is the master plan to kill off most of the people in the world. If we killed off most of the people in the world, why, there wouldn't be enough people left to harm the environment. You need to get my population control agenda monograph. It's in the sustainable development syllabus. The story of the Georgia Guidestones, you'll see the pictures, and the Ten Commandments from the Pit of Hell, from this occult monument in Elberton, Georgia, put up by a secret society. And it was the Rosicrucians who put it up, we've learned subsequently. There you'll get the Earth Charter, and of course where they call for equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's what it's all about. That's why we've sent 8 million jobs overseas. That's why we've closed down 44,000 businesses in America. We're sending our wealth to other nations, building up the living standards in other nations and lowering the living standards here. That's why they're intentionally creating the economic contraction. The big banks, which are part of this, are sitting on $3 trillion, and they're investing it in other nations. Major corporations, part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, are sitting on $2 trillion, but they're investing it in other nations. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplements.